From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Millions of voters went to the polls in races across the country on Super Tuesday, but the race for the Democratic presidential nomination remains close. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both say their two-way contest will go on. NPR's David Green has more.
Hillary Clinton won some of the biggest states last night. She took delegate-rich California as well as Massachusetts and her home state of New York. She thanked her supporters at a ballroom in Midtown Manhattan.
In record numbers, you voted not just to make history, but to remake America.
Barack Obama supporters were gathered in a Chicago hotel. Their candidate remains behind in the delegate race, but he won more states overall. Like Clinton, Obama spoke to his supporters even before results from out west had come in.
But there is one thing on this February night that we do not need the final results to know. Our time has come.
With more nominating contests in coming days, Obama told his supporters to go to work. David Green, NPR News, New York.
On the Republican side, Super Tuesday has solidified John McCain's position in the race for the White House. He has jumped far out in front of Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee in the race for the GOP nomination. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
John McCain won most of the winner-take-all contest yesterday, including the big states of New York, New Jersey, Missouri, and his home state of Arizona. McCain also got the most delegates from California and Illinois. He now has more than twice as many delegates to the party's nominating convention as his next closest rival. McCain told supporters in Phoenix last night he's happy to wear the title of GOP front runner.
We still have a ways to go, but we're much closer to the victory we've worked so hard to achieve. I am confident we will get there.
Republican rivals Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee each won some of the Super Tuesday contest, although they got fewer delegates than McCain did. Both men promise to keep campaigning. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Phoenix.
Authorities now say at least 31 people have been killed by a series of severe storms, including at least 60 tornadoes that ripped through the Mid-South yesterday. Jeff Evans is a forecaster at the Severe Storms Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
Area really in Arkansas, western Tennessee, northern Mississippi, and up into western Kentucky was the hardest hit.
Evans says tornado warnings and advisories are already in effect for today from southern Louisiana to eastern Kentucky, and there will be a threat of severe weather from the deep south into the mid-Atlantic states later today. Italy's president has put the country on the path toward early elections. He has dissolved parliament following failed efforts to form an interim government after Prime Minister Romano Prodi was forced to resign late last month. He's now the caretaker prime minister. Elections could be held early this spring. It's been just 2 years since the last parliamentary vote. This is NPR News. The U.S. military has released an al-Qaeda training video found during a raid on a house northwest of Baghdad in December. The video shows more than a dozen young boys wearing black hoods and training on AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenades. NPR's Tom Bowman reports from the Pentagon.
Streams of chanting children are running from a house. One child holds a rifle nearly as big as he is. They are led by a hooded man on maneuvers. In one training scene, they burst into a house, holding guns to the heads of sleeping men. Rear Admiral Greg Smith is a spokesman in Baghdad. He says two suspected al-Qaeda operatives were killed in the December raid. No children were found. There was a trove of videos and DVDs, some including children.
In a way to sort of indoctrinate those kids into wanting to become part of the jihad movement as they grow up.
Military officials say children in Iraq have been used for years to plant roadside bombs and serve as lookouts. Smith says there's no apparent increase in the number of children taking part in attacks. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is urging NATO allies to contribute more troops to the most dangerous areas of Afghanistan. She's calling for the quick appointment of an envoy, also to coordinate what she terms NATO's bumpy mission in Afghanistan. A British diplomat had accepted the job but backed out because of objections from Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Rice is to meet with British leaders in London today in an effort to bolster support for the war. Meanwhile, a new United Nations report says Afghanistan is heading for another bumper crop of opium this year. The report says opium cultivation is expected to grow in rebel-controlled areas, handing the Taliban insurgency more money from illicit drugs. This is NPR News.